Going on, Sammy.
Hey, what's going on?
So give us a little breakdown about what to expect from your camp over these next couple of days.
Well, I think basically what, you know, I guess what we're trying to do is, you know, basically this is, you know, I mean, you can learn, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can learn. There's a lot of drills that you can learn that can, you know, definitely make you better individuals. So when, you know, when they go back to their, you know, respective teams and, you know, their schools in the in the next fall, like I said, we're just really trying to teach us some drills to help them, you know, to get quicker and faster. But at the same time, you know, kind of building the, you know, the mental toughness of, you know, kind of working through when you're tired. You know, like I said, there's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of stuff that goes into, like I said, making a good football player.
Any teammates supposed to be there with you?
Yeah, and that's what I'm still trying to figure out. You know, it's really the toughest time to get, you know, a lot of guys here. You know, just based on the fact, you know, obviously it's summer and it's, you know, training camp's coming up, so a lot of guys are, you know, kind of spending time with their families, you know, and kind of just, you know, really just being away from here if they're not from here. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get, you know, I know Gerard Mayo is still in town. Tyrone McKenzie is still around. You know, so like I said, I'm trying to get, you know, I guess a couple commitments, and like I said, really just we'll kind of see from there.
Is this in Boston and in Lubbock? Is that right?
Yeah, we did the one in Lubbock, the 24th through the 26th in June, and then this one will be down here in Foxborough.
Sammy, can you talk about your relationship with Devin and why he's kind of is he going to be here for this one, or does he just participate in the one in Texas?
Yeah, no, he's coming out for this one, or coming up for this one too. He actually, you know, played at Texas Tech as well. You know, played a couple years. I guess 4 years total. Three or 4 years total. You know, on a couple different teams. And he's, like I said, he's actually a good friend, or you know, one of my best friends. And he actually lives down in the Dallas area in the off season. And you know, so we both kind of wanted to. You know, he's actually a high school coach now. You know, working with kids is both a passion of ours, and like I said, it's just, you know, like I said, it's kind of something that where, you know, we kind of felt it was right. You know, it was big in Lubbock for us, and you know, and like I said, it's a good area. This area is special to me, so it's kind of the you know, the easy choices, you know, to put on the camp and kind of get back to the and kind of help out some kids.
Sammy, did you have an opportunity growing up to go to a camp like this, or to take advantage of certain opportunities like this to kind of improve your skills when you were growing up?
No, you know, and that's one thing I always wish I had, you know, been able to do. I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, and you know, obviously the closest teams then were the Cowboys and the Oilers, but there was never, you know, kind of an NFL team or even player, you know, presence in the area when I was growing up. And, you know, so really all I got my work was done was just, you know, actually playing, you know, practicing and you know, playing YMCA football. And, you know, kind of looking back, I'd always, you know, wish that there was something else that I could have done to, you know, kind of improve my skills, you know, early on and kind of get, you know, even kind of improve on the foundation. You know, because I've always found and felt that there's, you know, there's always room to improve, and there's always things you can learn. There's always people you can learn from. You know, so like I said, I wanted to kind of do that in, you know, in areas that were special to me.
You mentioned helping children is kind of a passion of yours. Not sure how much longer you want to play in the NFL, but when you do get finished, is this something you think about doing? I mean, your buddy's a high school coach. Is that something maybe in your future, or teaching in some fashion?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've always had a, you know, desire to, you know, to coach high school and potentially, you know, college football, kind of seeing how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely see it in some facet. You know, like I said, I don't know if it's actually going to be a coach or, you know, if I, you know, kind of help put on clinics and camps and, you know, and all that stuff. But, I mean, it's definitely on the radar for my post-career goals.
Sandy, do you have a phone number or a website where people can get more information if they're interested?
Yeah, the website is just it's Morris Lemons, L-E-M-O-N-S, .net. And like I said, all the information is on there, the mailing address, all the online registration, the number you can call directly to the, to the office number that we have there. So there's all the information is on there. Got some pretty cool little pictures and graphics on there, too.
Hey, Sam, wondering, how is your, speaking to you personally, how has your training regimen in the off-season changed? Now you're in year 10 here.
It's actually 11.
Sorry.
Yeah, 11. It's all right.
Yeah.
They all kind of run together for me too. So, it kind of depends really on the year to year. Really, this year I've kind of noticed that, in this time off, like I'm a little more, kind of focused on conditioning and running as opposed to lifting. Even like I said, it's kind of weird, but yesterday, it's the summer now. So yesterday we didn't have, I didn't have enough time to go work out during the day. I had a bunch of stuff to do with the kids, and we still got unpacking and all kinds of, other nonsense to do. So I didn't work out during the day. So actually I went to the facility last night at, 11 or 10:45 at night, just based on, I wouldn't be able to get up there and do things in the morning as well. And, like I said, it's I'm still getting the work done. It's just not as kind of structured as, say, during the, an off-season workout.
When you say facility, you're referring to?
Gillette, the stadium.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Sammy, you kind of touched on that a little bit, but how difficult is it at this time of year? Because I imagine you guys want to kind of get away a little bit and unplug, but you always have to keep your head in it. How do you walk that fine line? How do you make that balance work?
I think it's difficult, but at the same time, it's not, or it shouldn't be. Just in that, regardless of whether it's the summer or the spring or whatever it may be. It's still my job, and it's something that, I still take, very seriously. Really, to me, I've always kind of looked at it as, I still need to work out. It's just that, once summertime gets here, like I said, it's just not as structured. It's not as, say, like in April, I have to be at the facility at, such and such time if I, to work out in my group. Whereas now I'm still obviously getting a workout in. It's just like, it could be at 10 o'clock at night or 10 a.m. It kind of depends on the day to day goals. But like I said, the focus is still getting the work done. It's just like I said, it's just not as structured.
Hey Sammy, since we were on a topic before of post career, going into year 11, 12, whatever it is.
11.
Any idea how much longer you'd like to keep doing this?
As long as they'll still have me. Like I said, when I first got in the league, I always said that if I played 10 years, that would be, the best possible scenario. And, now that I've passed that, I don't look at it and say, I want to play till I'm, in year 13 or four, whatever. I just, like I said, it's, each year is its own entity. And, as long as I still feel good, and as long as it's still, obviously, as long as a team will still have me, I'm, playing as long as I can. And, I felt, as good about this, or going into this offseason, or going into this training camp, this upcoming training camp. I felt as good about this one as any other one.
Sammy, thank you for making the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for
Thanks, Sammy.
For helping me out
with
all that, too.
Thanks, Sammy.